Hey, it's Martin, and thank you for listening to Nutty in NYC. I used the word gark the other day in an exchange on my high school class WhatsApp group. An old friend pulled me up, asking whether that was a baddie from Doctor Who. At some point, the word had crept into my lexicon. It sounded more sinister than the word oligarch, which is fussy and academic, a word for privileged types who have far too much political influence bolstered by immense wealth. In my view, much of what ails Western democracies can be laid at the feet of garks. Too much wealth concentrated in the hands of a few billionaires results in corrupted democracy. Now, that's not to say that all billionaire types are ne'er-do-wells, but there are certain garky types who use their wealth, political connectivity, or media control to lock in the financial advantages they have accrued over the years. You know the types. Petrogarks like Charles Koch or Vladimir Putin. Technogarks like Elon Musk or Peter Thiel. And mediagarks like Rupert Murdoch or Mark Zuckerberg. In a democracy like America, 10-figure-plus types funnel money to obedient politicians who provide cuts to taxes and regulations. That's not to say that garky types are doing something illegal here. Hey, they've sponsored changes to the law and brought cases to the Supreme Court, which enhance their ability to engage in legalized bribery. Political action committees or Citizens United, anybody? Average citizens' eyes glaze over when you start talking about this stuff. But that, of course, is by design. Most American voters may not like, know, or understand exactly how the sausage is made in Washington, D.C. politics. They do, however, understand that politics and the law is rigged against them. Ironically, Donald Trump, in a rare moment of truthfulness, told voters exactly that, and then went on to rig the system further for himself and his garky friends to the tune of a $2 trillion tax cut. Now, that's a big number that most billionaires dream about. Most Americans don't even know how to write it down. If you're interested, it's a 1 with 12 zeros. Now, why do garks do what they do? Don't they have enough? I mean, if Joe Average American, with a life expectancy of 79, received $1 billion at birth, he'd need to spend $35,000 daily to burn through it all. Yet for those that achieved their first billion, it's not enough. Which begs the question, why? Truth is, I can't answer definitively why garks feel that they need more. I imagine the reasons are not unitary. Some, no doubt, are motivated by the opportunity to chest thump as they climb the Forbes list. Many suffer from imposter syndrome and need their success to be validated by bankrolling their standing in other domains such as media or politics. Fear drives some, who believe they'll lose it all should they not continue to grow faster than their competitors. Paranoia over government intervention in the form of increased taxes or regulatory changes is an omnipresent theme and a regular lament in business news. I could continue about the feverish fears that crackle through garky brains, but that's not my concern or purpose. In the sad life of the asset-burdened billionaires and their efforts to improve standing among their bejeweled class, politics and media gets co-opted. Social mobility is choked off as investment in the public sector is undermined in the form of tax reductions. Media discourse is suffocated with culture war distractions that shift focus away from meaningful engagement. Most Americans know our politics are corrupted and our media is troubled. There is a whiff of despair in the air as many realize that the possibility of the American dream recedes. Many are confused by news and social media that seems more devoted to stoking emotions than revealing solutions. The GARCs simply want obedient customers for their products. Unwanted are citizens that ask unsolicited, awkward questions, or even worse, agitate for change. Truth is, GARCs only like change that increases their wealth. Empathy is not their strong suit, and concern for their fellow man is virtually non-existent. GARCs ain't good. While many normals fret that there is no solution which can curb the suffocating influence of obscene wealth, that is not the case. We have a democracy, and we have our vote. We shouldn't be surprised by the ever-growing democracy skeptical stories popping up in our media feeds. It is the logical extension to what I already described. What to do? Get rid of the GARCs. No need for violence. Taxes are what are used in a healthy democracy to reduce the malign influence of unconscionable wealth. So repeat after me. GARCs ain't good. Taxes are. This is Martin Nutty, and you've been listening to Nutty in NYC.